Good morning. Good morning. This is Minister Cynthia Cox residing here in the Bronx, New York. Let us pray. Dear God, we love and adore you this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that I can start every day with confidence because I find the strength in you. And please help us to trust you today, Lord, to leave tomorrow entirely in your hands. I know that you will provide. God, we want to thank you for knowing that when we pray today, you are whole being, when you will bless our entire life. Help us to serve, O Lord, O God. Help us to glorify your name in everything that we do. We want to thank you for the business of your own family, for all this international. Thank you for Dr. Nathan Weatherspoon and Dr. T.K. Roberts, their vision, Lord, for the TNC Talk. Pray for the speaker that's going to download the information in telecommunications. Sanctuary. Pray for the artist family and guests to join us this morning, Lord Jesus. We want to go by the nursing home, hospitals, pray for everyone that's there. I want to send a special prayer for Martha Hatch. She went in cabinet, but she's out of that. She went to the hospital. We want to pray for her. We want to pray for the bereaving family. And first, pray for First Lady and her family. And on and on. God, that is good. It's good to be good. It's good to do good. God is good all the time. Let everyone say amen, amen. Go out and have an awesome day. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Minister Cynthia, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you. And thank you. Thank you for seating and greeting everyone this morning here on the Master's Call. And thank you for the tag and God's presence. Wednesday. I love it. Being in God's presence is definitely where we want to be. Good morning. Good morning once more and again, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And again, I am so delighted and excited to greet each and every one of you here on the Master's Call, which we call the Telecommunication Sanctuary. And we're so thankful that you have decided to come and worship with us this morning. We're so grateful that this call started back in 2010 in October by two wonderful, wonderful, blessed women of God, and they are our Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. And we're thankful that this call is continuously going day by day strong because God is blessing. And this call was also established on the scripture, Psalms 88:13. It says, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. So you see, we are here to pray with you and to pray for you. And as you can see, we pray at the beginning, we'll pray at the end, and we'll thank God that you are a part of the Master's Call. Now, we have a mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So we believe in God that you're being empowered and enriched day by day here on the Master's Call. We encourage you to go to our website. It is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And you'll see that all messages have been archived there as well as the bios of our speakers. And you'll notice that we have a theme for 2016. It says, in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. Praise God. God's glory is being seen. And we are on our corporate fast. And this day is day 16. Now, if you haven't been a part of our corporate fast, it's not too late. You can join us. Some are going for 21 days. Others are for 40 days. So we'll be on the fast through February 13th. And you will see on our website the directives there about this corporate fast. It is such a blessing. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this great ministry, please send your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And also, you can send your prayer requests as well as your praise reports. And Dr. Vanessa or yours truly will contact you. Now, many of us are blessed to be a part of this phenomenal Artists International. It's the best health and wellness company on this side of heaven, and we thank God for it. We are helping people get healthy again around the country as well as around the world. This company was formed by the Diaz de Leon family over 25 years ago, and we are going strong. And we have a 72-hour weight loss system, and I tell you, it is taking the nation by storm. People are so excited about this 72-hour weight loss system. So if you want to know more about what we're doing, get on the call right after this call. It is the new morning motivational call, And today is Awareness Wednesday, so you would definitely get vital information on our products. And we'll find out what the Flanagans are going to talk about today, but I tell you, it's going to be a blessing. That number is 641-715-3865. Again, that's 641-715-3865, and you will get blessed. That PIN number is 539-598-POUND, 539-598-POUND. And we're also excited about Las Vegas, Nevada. We are getting ready to go to our artist conference. It's the kickoff, 2016 kickoff, and it's going to be held at the Planet Hollywood Hotel in Las Vegas, February 16th and 17th. So get your tickets and be there in the place, because we're looking forward to hugging your necks. And you, those that are distributors, go to your back office for more information. Everything is there. And we definitely are looking to be blessed, because new things are happening in Artist International. Well, I'm getting out of the way, because we got a powerful, powerful message, and I know we do, that's coming forth this morning. And I know that it is God that's going to bring forth everything that we need this morning. This man of God is a man, I tell you, I could tell he's a hardworking man, and his heart is for the world, for the nation, for the people of God, as well as for those that don't know the Lord. He is married to the love of his life and his best friend, Marcia Brown, and together they are raising two wonderful, wonderful children, and they are Charles III and Christina Eve. Now, back in 2004, Pastor Chuck had founded Kingdom Builders Family Worship Center in Kenner, Louisiana, and God has tremendously blessed that ministry. Now, I tell you, he is a man of God who has a profound message every time he opens his mouth. He is an author, he is a singer, a songwriter, a music producer, and a businessman. Pastor Chuck often states, "My number one priority in life is making others better." That's what he drives for. So I'm getting out of the way to introduce to some, present to others, our brother, this man of God, the blessing in Kenner, Louisiana, none other than Pastor Chuck Brown. Are you there, Pastor Chuck?
I am. Good morning. Good morning, my sister.
God bless you.
Thank you so much. Amen. Thank you. And we pay homage as well to Dr. PK and Pastor Dr. Vanessa for their vision and staying true to what God has called them to do. Luke chapter 4, I'm going to begin reading at verse 1. Luke chapter 4, verse 1 from the New Living Translation says, "Then Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan River. He was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where he was tempted by the devil for 40 days. Jesus ate nothing all that time and became very hungry. Then the devil said to him, 'If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become a loaf of bread.' But Jesus told him, 'No, the scriptures say people do not live by bread alone.' Then the devil took him up and revealed to him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. 'I will give you the glory of these kingdoms and authority over them,' the devil said, 'because they are mine to give to anyone I please.' Jesus replied, 'The scriptures say you must worship the Lord your God and serve only him.' Then the devil took him to Jerusalem, to the highest point of the temple, and said, 'If you are the Son of God, jump off. For the scriptures say he will order his angels to protect and guard you, and they will hold you up with their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on the stone.' Jesus responded, 'The scriptures also say you must not test the Lord your God.' When the devil had finished tempting Jesus, he left him until the next opportunity came. On last week, we began a new series designed to prepare us for this year of 2016, the title of which is I Cannot Be Stopped. I can't be stopped. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. There's nothing I cannot do because Christ, the Anointed One, is funneling strength into me. That means that despite the efforts of the enemy, he still can't beat me because I can't be stopped. And the word then in Romans 8, 37, 38 says, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. It means death can't stop me. Life's issues can't stop me. Demons, principalities, the strategy of the enemy, they can't stop me. Promotion, demotion, what I'm going through right now, what I've been through, nothing can stop me because of who I belong to today. Today I want to hit on an area in our lives that we must hone in on if we want to indeed be unstoppable this year. It involves developing the ability to put blinders on. And as a title, I want to minister from this subject, stay focused. Stay focused. Whatever you do, stay focused. Do not allow the distractions of life to stop you from walking in the purpose of God for your life. What is focus? Focus is the ability to live clearly. Yes, there are so many other aspects to this, but it all boils down to being able to see clearly with a clear line of sight and clear and deliberate steps. Focus is the cornerstone of all successful people. With it, nothing is impossible. Without it, you are destined to fail. And the scripture that we reread is one that shows Jesus being tempted. It's interesting because Luke says Jesus was led into the wilderness being full of the Spirit. And we read it, we read it, so we already know how this ends with Jesus overcoming the temptation of the enemy. However, his victory is directly tied to his being full of the Spirit. So before I share with you the principles I have today, let me tell you that without being full of the Spirit of God, you will consistently miss the mark and become distracted and then lose. The Spirit knew what Jesus needed to be, so the Spirit, not the devil, led him into a tempting situation. He was tempted by the devil, but was led to the place of temptation by the Spirit. The Spirit led Jesus there because the Holy Ghost knew that Jesus had the focus of an eagle and therefore could not be stopped no matter what was in front of him. You must stay focused this year. And I want to, over the next few minutes, hit three distinct areas, purpose, noise, and victory. Purpose, noise, and victory. So first of all, stay focused on your purpose. Stay focused on your purpose. Without purpose, your focus will lead to a life of inefficiency. We hear the word purpose all the time, yet very few Christians understand or even know what our purpose is. Even fewer, even those who do know, most of them don't even pursue their true purpose. And that lack of pursuit leads us down the path of mediocrity by introducing monotony into our lives. And so you get caught up in this cycle of existing but never living, surviving but not exploring. If there's any aspect of our lives that we need to get clarity on more than anything else, more than getting jobs, more than getting stuff, it's finding out what our purpose is. Many of you probably have heard me talk about this countless times, but you don't determine your purpose. God already did. Only the Creator can determine the purpose for the invention. I don't care how many times you use a shoe as a hammer, it wasn't created for that purpose. Doesn't matter how often you use a coffee cup as a paperweight, it was not created for that purpose. Everything is created with purpose, especially you. But until you find out what that purpose is, you will remain stuck where you are and, watch this, easily give up when confronted with challenges and difficulties. Jesus came to earth with purpose. He didn't come here to merely heal the sick and feed hungry folk and walk on water and raise the dead or any of those things. That's what he did, but that's not who he was. That's why it's so easy to know more about Jesus than it is to have true relationship with him. And let me clarify. If your only encounters with me is based on what I do, then you don't really know me. I have over 75 regular clients a month who frequent my place of business, but none of them know me. They know what I do. They know how good I am at what I do, but they don't know me at all because their knowledge is limited to what I do. You can know all the stories of Jesus without ever knowing anything about him. He was sent here with purpose. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him, whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus sums up his purpose in John 10 and 10, that the thief comes not but for to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He came to give us life. His purpose for coming wasn't to heal us, although I'm glad he did. It wasn't to provide for us, although I'm glad he does. Nor was it to perform miracles, but thank God that miracles are still here. His purpose was to give us life, even though it meant giving his life. And it's with that singular purpose that allowed Jesus to remain focused. See, God is a God of focus. He doesn't get distracted. That's why he's so effective and efficient, because of his focus. He knew what he wanted and set out to accomplish it. It begins with the end in mind. He doesn't start with your beginnings. He starts with the end. He starts with your victory. The reason you have a way of escape from any trap the enemy sets is because God made you with the end in mind. Your sickness can't stay because God already made sure you end up healed. Your brokenness can't stay because God already made sure that you end up whole. Your frustration cannot stay because God made sure that you end up happy. And depression can't rule your life because God already started your life with joy. Jesus overcame temptation because he knew that his eternal purpose was more than any temporary relief. Your purpose is more valuable than a few minutes of pleasure. His focus on giving us a chance for salvation was worth more than his eating and acquisition of things and fame. He didn't allow anything or anyone to get him unfocused. In fact, I'm not going to read the scripture, but in Matthew chapter 16, verses 21 through 23, it describes a scenario when Jesus was explaining to his disciples and his followers that he was going to go through a lot. He was going to suffer a lot, and after he suffered, he was going to die, but then 3 days later, he will rise again. And Peter got involved out of great intention and said, you know, Jesus, we're not going to let that happen to you. And y'all know Peter was a real G. He was a real gangster. And Peter was like, I'm going to make sure that this doesn't happen. We're not going to let anything happen to you. And Jesus said, Satan, I rebuke you. You get behind me. He called him the devil. Jesus was so focused on his purpose, so honed in, so connected, until he recognized that even the disciple he was closest to could get him off track if he allowed him. And again, Peter had good intentions. You cannot allow people to get you off track, and you can't allow them to get you unfocused. Stop hanging with people who serve as distractions. Here you are, trying to discipline yourself with your eating habits, and they're telling you to go ahead and eat whatever you want. You're trying to save money, and they're telling you to spend it on something you don't need. You're trying to stay in what you know to be a God-given situation, and they're trying to get you to move. Stay focused so that you can lead an efficient life. Stay focused on purpose. Stay focused on your purpose. Number two, and I want you to get this. Stay focused. Stay focused through the noise of life. Of course, everybody who knows me knows I'm a reader. I'm reading a new book because I believe, no matter what, that the acquisition of knowledge can help you in ways that ignorance cannot. That's why I'm always found reading something. I love to learn. I'm a lifelong learner because I don't want to be a part of that Hosea 4 and 6 crowd that belongs to God but is destroyed for lack of knowledge. So I'm reading this book called Black Hole Focus. And in this introduction, the author, Isaiah Henkel, talks about summers that he spent working on a farm. He learned to understand how things worked, and in particular how animals behave. So each summer the sheep needed to be sheared, and they would get a professional sheep shearer, to come and do that, take wool off of the sheep. It was the job of the three farmhands to guide the sheep into this metal door to be sheared for their wool. And as I read his account, I believed that it would be extremely difficult to make something like this happen, but it wasn't. Out of all the jobs he had, including feeding animals, keeping them free of disease, building electrical fences, milking cows, tilling the land, etc., this was the least difficult chore he had. over 100 sheep were on the farm, yet he found it to be easy to get the sheep to walk through a scary metal door and accosted by a scary man holding some large, terrifying shears in his hands. Now I'm fascinated. I'm fascinated because I'm trying to figure out how he's going to do this and how is he going to make this happen. So I'm reading the book with great expectation. I'm on the edge of my seat, so to speak, to see what's going on because he called it easy. Well, in order to almost effortlessly herd the sheep towards the shearing area, the three farmhands would each take two sticks in their hand, get behind the herd. Then they would start banging the sticks together as they walked in the direction where they wanted the sheep to go in. Because sheep are afraid of almost anything, especially noise, they would inevitably run themselves straight into the hands of the shearer, waiting to strip them down. And while reading this scripture kept coming to my spirit, Romans 8:36, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Y'all got to get this. They weren't driven by hunger. They weren't driven by need or desire or will. They were driven into the arms of someone ready to take something from them simply because they were distracted by the noise. As the men banged the sticks together, the noise made the sheep go somewhere they didn't want to go. They'd much rather lose their wool than to face the noise. Do not allow the noise of life to force you into wrong direction. Stop letting the noise that the enemy brings to you drive you into places designed to take and kill you. Stop letting the noise of people drive you to be a person who loses his character. Don't let the noise cause you to lose your dignity and respectability or even your soul. One thing that Jesus did in all three instances of his temptation was to cancel out the noise of the enemy. He heard the devil talking. But immediately he'll say, oh, no, that's just a bunch of noise. He's just talking a bunch of noise. He was able to kill the noise because he recognized it for what it really was, just noise. It's like putting on a pair of noise-canceling headphones. Noise-canceling headphones kills the effect of noise that comes to your ears. Watch this, by canceling out unwarranted ambient noise in the atmosphere. But it doesn't just kill the noise, per se. It overpowers the noise by replacing the noise with something else. It gives you new sounds to cancel out the noise. It gives you a new ambiance to drown out the noise. That's why Jesus couldn't be stopped in the wilderness because he allowed the powerful resonance of the word to rise up and overpower the noise of the enemy. And each time the devil came with noise, Jesus overpowered it with the word. What am I saying? Until you allow God's voice to be more powerful than the noise in your life, you will constantly driven to make bad decisions when God has given you the answer. You'll be constantly driven to move out when God says to grow in. You'll be constantly driven to push, to move out of fear instead of being staying in a situation that God wants to protect you from. Here's the final thing as I hasten to a close. Romans 8:35 says this: can anything separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean that he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity or persecuted or hungry or destitute or in danger or threatened with death? As the scriptures say, for your sake, we're being killed every day. We're being slaughtered like sheep. No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ Jesus who loved us. Number three, don't just stay focused on purpose. Stay focused through the noise, but stay focused on victory. Here it is. Jesus has been led into the wilderness full of the Holy Ghost by the instructions of the Holy Spirit. He's coming off this 40-day fast. He was weak, he was fatigued, and he was hungry. Yet one thing never changed, and that was his focus. His focus helped him to overcome, but what was he focused on? He was focused on the upcoming victory. Yes, he could have turned the stones into bread, but he was focused. He could have pursued a life of fame and luxury, but he was focused. He could have given up and worshipped the devil, but he remained focus. It was his focus that made life clear for him. That's why we skip to what Paul had to say to the Romans, because he tells us that just because we have trouble, we face calamity, we're dealing with persecution or hunger or destitution, danger or even death, that does not mean that our life is over. In fact, overwhelming victory is ours. Not regular victory, but overwhelming victory. Did y'all get that? How can you even entertain giving up when God is telling us that he's going to give us overwhelming victory? How can you even think about quitting when the testimony that's coming from what you're going through is better than what you're facing right now? How can you even play around with let go when you're holding the hand of the one who can bring you through and bring you out? You cannot be stop if you remain focused. Stop worrying about your problem and stay focused on the solution. Stop worrying about your pain and stay focused on your healing. Stop worrying about the issue and stay focused on your breakthrough. Stop focusing on what you've been through and focus on where you're going to. Stop focusing on your haters and focus on the greater. Look, the enemy can't stop you. People can't stop you. Your boss can't stop you. Your predicament, being looked over, being messed over, your hurt, your pain, your heartache. What God has for you is for you. What God has for you is yours, but you've got to stay focused on victory. The enemy is sending distractions, but stay focused. Your coworkers are really just trying you, but you got to stay focused. Your focus is the one thing that determines whether or not you win. You aim for whatever you focus on. You move in the direction of the area you're most focused. God made our brain so complicated and so complex that no computer in the world can even come close to what our brains can do. And I found out something. Like whenever I'm focused on what I'm dealing with in my focused on my problems, I stay in it because my brain and my mind and my thought process keeps me in a place where I'm only subdued by and overwhelmed by what it is that I'm facing. But the moment I start looking for or thinking about what the solution could possibly be, my mind goes into overtime, trying to find something that will help me to resolve the issue that I have. And that's why I say, you know what? I gotta stay focused on God because He keeps him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on Him. I gotta stay focused on the Lord. That's why I'm quick to slip my hands up when I'm going through because I'm allowing my life to follow my focus. My focus is on Him. I keep my mind on the Lord because it refocuses me, and no matter how bad things are at that time, when you focus on the Lord, He gives you perfect peace. Think about those moments when you were the most focused. You are at your best. There are people here on this line who were so focused at the end when you had to cram for a test, and you were able to get information in that last minute that you weren't able to get all semester long, but because your focus was singular, you didn't allow phones to distract you, you didn't allow internet or social media or TV or any of these things to distract you. You were focused, and you won because you were focused. Why not go back to that most effective stage? You cannot be stopped unless you lose your focus. Stay focused. Do not lose your focus. Bless you. I pray that this word has touched your life and inspired you for this day. I'll turn it back over to my sister. God bless.
Yes, yes, yes. Praise God, praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Chuck Brown, for that victorious word this morning. And I will be calling you back to close us out with a benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you. We thank you, O God, for the awesome word that you gave us this morning, Lord God, that we have to stay focused. When our eyes are focused on you, Lord God, we don't have to look to the right nor to the left, but to you, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. We thank you, Father, for the victory that you've already given us, Lord. You said all power is in your hands and that you've given us the victory, and we thank you for it, O God. We ask you, Father, that you continue to bless Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, that you continue to bless this man of God and his family, Lord God, his church, his home, everything that concerns him, Father. We ask that you pour virtue back into him like never before. Fill his cup till it overflows, Father God. And I thank you, Father, for meeting his every need, Lord, according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father, for the bereaved families, Gloria Tate and her family, Lord, Tiffany Lauderdale and her family, Lord, the Kirkwood family, and all those, Lord, who have lost loved ones in this past season, Lord God. We ask that you strengthen them and comfort them like never before. We thank you, Father, for ministering to Ada Grace, Lord God, as she recovers from surgery, Father. We thank you for ministering to Kai Brown, who is recovering from knee surgery, Father God. We thank you for ministering to Harold Hems, who's being restored, Father, with his health. And we glorify you, Father, by the stripes of Jesus Christ. They are healed. We thank you for every good and perfect gift, Lord God. We thank you for the artist conference, the kickoff, Lord God, that it will be a blessing like never before. We give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, TMC family, I know, I know, I know you want to hear this powerful message again. Stay focused. That number to hear it again within the next 24 hours is 712-432-7255. 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is the same, 957-677-POUND. And remember, get ready to go to the 2016 Artist Kickoff in Las Vegas, Nevada, February 16th and the 17th. You don't want to miss this conference. It's going to be a blessing. The new morning motivational call with Awareness Wednesday, the Flanagans are going to talk about autism. So get on that call next, 641-715-3865, the PIN, 539-598-POUND. Well, thank you, Minister Cynthia Cox, for seating and greeting everyone, and thank you, Pastor Chuck Brown, for giving us that profound and victorious message this morning. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
God, we're grateful for what it is that you've spoken to us, the word that was deposited and invested in us. We thank you, O God, that it will not return void, but it will bring forth what was intended to do, and that we will receive a harvest based on the word that we obey. Protect us and keep us in your care. Cover us with your love. Allow your grace and your mercy to be ever upon us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each of you. We love you.